prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. What the heck just happened? Hold on a second here. Okay, we're back on the air. Anyway, I got distracted. Sorry, my lunch just came in. No, thank you very much, Brian. My good friend Brian Tyler from next door was bringing me some lunch from the restaurant next door. Anyway, we have a great show planned for you today. We've got the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour with Coach Rob Regish. We're going to start that in just a moment. And then later in the show, we're going to talk about something. We're going to demystify beta amyloid plaque. Everybody thinks beta amyloid plaque is this terrible thing that causes Alzheimer's disease. But better understanding beta amyloid plaque is going to help us understand Alzheimer's disease, because beta amyloid plaque is needed. It's necessary for the brain to form memories. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Just want to remind everybody that the Secret Word Contest is still going on. We're going to announce the winner this Friday. This week, we're giving away a Hot Logic Mini portable automatic oven. I cook my lunch in it every single day. Today, I've got 3 chicken drumsticks, some carrots, and some peppers stewing in it right now that'll be ready for after the show. We're giving that away, plus the Real Paleo cookbook from Dr. Lauren Cordain, full of real paleo diet recipes, to one lucky winner. When you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it in to onair@superhumanradio.com. We continue to get people who are emailing in the word hot logic. That's not the secret word. The secret word is the word that you hear during the break. The hot logic mini is the prize. So if you're emailing in the word hot logic, you are not entered. I just want to make sure that you're clear on that. I want everyone to have a fair chance to win.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach Rob, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for asking. You know, the response to the CoachRobRegish.com Blueprint Army Super Sale, It's been so overwhelming. We had a server crash recently. So to remedy that, I am extending the deadline to midnight on Sunday, October 4th.
So there seems to be a lot of server crashes going on lately. Something's going on with computers all around the world, I think.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to beef it up, because one more thing. 4.0 is finished, and it drops in October. Blueprint Army members, both past and present, will be getting it for free. So nice work to those of you who took advantage of the current special. It is hands down the most effective blueprint I have ever written. It's going to rewrite the book concerning how much and how fast you can pack on slabs of muscle. Now, those are big words, but I'll stand on my track record.
Okay, real quick, for those who are unaware of what the deal is that ends at the end of this month, why don't you tell them real quick?
Well, you're essentially getting an all-access pass to everything that I have ever written, recorded. It includes, amongst other things, a subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin, 3 years' worth of back issues, every Blueprint Power Hour ever aired, a written transcript and database of those, the Blueprint 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, the Blueprint Meteoric, and now the Blueprint 4.0, brand new, as well as half a dozen special reports, and all of my Muscle U podcasts. I have no hesitation in saying it is the single biggest vault of underground tips and tricks you will ever come across. And it comes with me, which is to say, if you're a little overwhelmed because there's a ton of information there, or you just want some clarity surrounding how to go about achieving your goals, free 30-minute phone consult with me to help you along the way.
And so people just need to go to CoachRobRegish.com to take advantage of that, right?
That's it, man. It's only up for a few more days, so please, you know, we do this once a year, and I can only do it once a year because of the phone consults. You can imagine how many people I've got lined up.
Yeah. So let's go right for our first question. John Kofopoulos. Am I pronouncing that right, Rob? Kofopoulos?
Yeah, Kofopoulos.
He says, I'm having a real tough time getting motivated lately between work and some family problems. I just can't seem to make it to the gym most days. Beyond that, I feel really stale when I go, and I am there. I've recently been prescribed an SSRI, and I'm wondering if that might have something to do with it. Abso-flippin-lutely. This is so sad.
Yeah, it is. He touched on motivation, so let me speak to that. You know, that's an issue that gets to the best of us. So I wouldn't necessarily worry about hitting a rough patch, you know, every once in a while. What is seldom explored, though, is why your motivation is lacking. So I'd like to speak to that a little bit before offering some suggestions. The single biggest demotivator, in my opinion, is not seeing any progress, right? You go to the gym, you work hard, nothing happens. Now, you can measure progress many ways, but for virtually everyone, you know, it's they're looking in the mirror. It's their physique changing as a result of their training or diet. Now, let me put that in perspective. If you've been at this for any length of time, you're not going to see any wholesale changes overnight. You look at yourself every day, so even minor improvements will go unnoticed. And add to that, we're our own worst critics, right? And you get a recipe for depression or that serious disinclination to train. The kind of progress you should be measuring is strength, plain and simple. If the weight and or the reps are going up, you're making progress, and you should feel good about that. It's about the only variable that you can measure from week to week, and the weights won't lie to you like the scale will. So that's number one. Get on a good progressive resistance program. Set just one goal in a big barbell lift, right? Achieve it, and your motivation will improve big time. For the rest of your lifts, I'm a big fan of changing movements, let's say every other session. And Larry Scott was big on this, and it's part of what kept his muscle belly so full and round all the time. You will be surprised how refreshing it is, for example, to bang out a set of dips, right, versus always benching, and then doing the same with pullovers, decline dumbbell presses, push-ups, etc. in the following weeks. Now, finally, some SSRIs can, in fact, suck the joy out of everything that you do. I understand some people need them, but every attempt, in my opinion, should be made not to become one of these walking zombies, devoid of experiencing the joys of life. Instead, I would ask your doctor about an SSNRI, or a selective serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor. You may do much better with those, given they elevate some of the feel-good chemicals like norepinephrine as well. Or, better yet, I understand not everybody can do this, but, you know, better yet, get off all prescription drugs altogether.
No, yeah, you know, I gotta speak up here because I can't sit silently. You need not to be on SSRIs or SSNRIs. You need not to be on these drugs. These drugs have not been proven. Their efficacy has not been proven, never been proven. The fact that Rob points out that they make you a walking zombie, they suck the life out of life. And so more people commit suicide on these damn things than off of them nowadays. It's just amazing.
That's true.
We don't understand brain chemistry. The fact that we're tampering with it is just reckless of the pharmaceutical industry. There's got to be other ways. If you're suffering from major depressive disorder, there has to be other ways other than this drug. These drugs are destroying lives all over the world today. I'm adamant about this. Do not stay on these drugs. If you've been on them for more than 3 or 4 months now, you need to titrate your dose down. Tell your doctor, I want off of these. I want off of these. I want off of these. And he will help you out by cutting your dose in half, then cutting it in half again, and cutting it until you're off of them. These are dangerous drugs, and they're reckless of doctors to use. Horrible stuff. Horrible stuff, really.
Yeah. Well, the great irony is I sat across from a doctor and asked him, I said, well, how do these work? He said, very bluntly, we don't know.
Exactly. We don't know. Really. We don't know. And you know what? Elisa talked about this on Casual Friday recently. We have three friends within the past year, adults, not kids, you know, suffering from bullying in school, adults, all committed suicide. And only afterwards did we find out they had all been on SSRIs for the past couple years. So these drugs don't work. They don't work. You know, if you have a pain in your shoulder and I smash your foot with a sledgehammer so that you don't notice the pain in your shoulder, that's not a cure. And these drugs just make you feel so horrible that your depression that you walked in there for is a distant concern. Now you don't even feel like you enjoy life anymore. So please get some help on finding a sensible way to get off of that. John Bassey says, talk to me about abbreviated training. I keep hearing how effective it is, but have a hard time visualizing the setup. Also, I really like some of your body weight and static ideas. Is there a way to weave them into abbreviated training programs?
Yeah, sure thing, John. And my own training these days is a direct reflection of what you're describing. So let's take a look at that now. I have basically 2 days that I rotate. Call it an A day and a B day. A day involves the following. Dips or one-arm push-ups followed by pull-ups. Now, key to this is the mix that I'm using, right? Dips are a body weight movement, as are chins. But I'm adding weight during my work sets to perform full range reps, right? I perform these around a rep shy of failure. Now, when I'm done with that, I then hook an extremely heavy weight between my legs and perform a static hold in the strongest range of each movement, and then slowly lower myself, fighting the negative all the way down. The B day involves the following. I've been doing 20 rep hip belt squats, or alternatively, I'll do pistols. I then rotate one of three movements, either reverse hypers, top range rack pulls with a static hold, or glute ham bridges, and then finally hanging leg raises for my abs. Now, the hip belt squats, I take a rep or two shy of failure, right? Same as the pistols. I'll perform those when I'm mentally worn out from the hip belt and vice versa. Two of my next three movements for the posterior chain are done with no vertical loading of the spine, that being the reverse hyper and the glute ham bridge. And the top range rack pull includes a static hold with an extreme amount of weight. Hanging leg raises are, of course, you know, pure body weight work and are placed last in the series for obvious reasons. You don't want to pre-fatigue your abs. Now, a lot of people are going to scoff at such a little work, but look under the hood. We've satisfied all of the following. Progressive resistance in the concentric phase of every lift. Progressive resistance in the static phase of some lifts. Progressive resistance in the negative phase of some lifts. And a mix of weighted and body weight movements that maximize the attributes of both. Now, off days, I'll work neck either through body weight bridging or with a band, right? And I'll work my static calves. These are weak areas for me, but again, I'm addressing them with a reasonable, not overwhelming workload, and I'm adding weight and or time to each lift and mixing body weight and weighted moves. So there you have it, John. It's a full body, those are more or less full body workouts that integrates everything that you're looking for. You want to train intensely, progressively, and infrequently, and you will grow plenty of muscle, guaranteed.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions to be answered. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Just bust the move.
So Mike Brady says, I've been using Synthogen for years now and absolutely love it. Recently picked up a case of it when it was on special. What a great deal. I'm a big guy, 280 pounds, and I train heavy 4 days a week. Prior to trying Synthogen, it was just 2 to 3 days a week max. One problem, my forearms and elbows are beginning to bother me. Is there any benefit to dosing Synthogen higher than I already am? Because I notice it helps with my injuries, too. I'm currently using 15 caps in and around my workout. Since I'm sitting on a case, I figured it's now or never.
Yeah. You know, shortly after Synthogen went live, we began getting reports of it healing injuries, or at least greatly diminishing pain. And frankly, that was a surprise to me, as when I sat down to design it, it was with the sole purpose of recovery, you know, recovering people as quick as possible. If you remember Dr. Connolly's Progenix, that was the benchmark that I was kind of working off of. So, but then I remembered the carnosine plus beta-alanine paper I used in my research and development of Synthogen. It turns out that when both carnosine and beta-alanine are elevated simultaneously, wound healing is accelerated. And the experiment that validated that used rabbits whose skin they cut, right, to document the healing time. Now, Synthogen does this by virtue of orotic acid. You don't see that in many supplements today, which elevates both carnosine and beta-alanine. And we then layer in additional beta-alanine for a higher purpose, faster protein synthesis. Now, in most supplements, beta-alanine is just dumped into the formula to combine with L-histidine to then form carnosine. You'll get the buffering effect against lactic acid there, but none of the wound healing properties. As for taking more, we've heard from some folks that have gone up to 20 caps of Synthogen, 10 before and 10 after the workout. I'd advise that only for your most intense workouts. And it's, you know, you probably want to be over 225 to benefit from that. The feedback that I've got can be summed up in one word: unbreakable. Now, having said that, Synthogen can cause people to overtrain because you just feel so fresh every day. And I'm seeing more and more of these injuries because of it. Accordingly, I'm working now on a product that's going to bulletproof tendons, ligaments, and muscles that can be used either to heal injuries or prevent them. Now, note the term heal and not just treat. There is a difference. We have too many hosses out there that are being held back by niggling little aches and pains in their elbows, knees, and elsewhere that are going unaddressed. This is going to be a multifaceted approach. It's going to combine a direct healing agent along with other ingredients that work on the mind to heal the body. I would anticipate it can either be used on an as-needed basis or chronically, depending upon the athlete's needs. Beyond injuries, it'll be an excellent anabolic and quality of life product because it lowers cortisol, it's going to elevate the feel-good chemicals in your brain, and it's going to accelerate tissue repair. Any athlete over 30 is absolutely going to love it, and I dare say it'll be a staple once they try it. The world just becomes a happier place, at least according to tester feedback. So the ETA on that, rather, is towards the end of the year, beginning of 2016 at the latest. I'm excited for it. I really am.
Gary Juster says, I tried some Kratom out. You've been talking about. It's fun stuff if you can gag it down. My question is, does it have any application in the realm of sports nutrition? It obviously has recreational value. I'm just wondering how you brought it to light for lifters.
Yeah, for the uninitiated, Kratom's a plant. It's indigenous to Southeast Asia, and it grows in the lush tropics of that area. It contains several chemical actives speculated to be Mitrogenia speciosa and 7-hydroxymitrogenia. What that gobbledygook means is that it interacts with opioid receptors in your body, which imparts some rather unique effects. The picture gets muddied somewhat as there are various strains of Kratom with different effects, not unlike, right, different coffees or teas.
Different wines, even different forms of cannabis now, okay? So all we know that strains equal different effects physiologically.
Right, because they have different actives. So some relax you. Some of these Kratom strains stimulate you. And believe it or not, some do both. The key is knowing which strain to use, how to time it, and getting the most out of it. Now, I originally proposed Kratom as a way to unwind after a workout, citing Bali, Kratom, or Red Vein Borneo is another name it goes by, as the preferred strain. Now, that's still a valid suggestion, and the effect lasts a good 4 to 6 hours. It will help quiet both the mind and the central nervous system. However, at least one listener, an episode or two ago, recently put forth a pre-workout application, and I'd have to agree with him, again, depending upon the strain, because small amounts of something like Green Malay are stimulating, and it makes you want to get things done. Now, this is not an ephedrine speedy type of stimulant, but certainly it's a lot more controlled than that. It affects, if I were to put, this is my best shot at describing it. It affects the mind more so than the central nervous system. And in my opinion, it does so better than almost any nootropic I've encountered. So, you know, there's synergy there with certain nootropics. That's another topic for another time. Having said that, there's much we don't know about Kratom for sports nutrition. For example, we know that like green tea, it contains liberal amounts of catechins. We also know that those same catechins in green tea inhibit protein absorption. Now, could the same be true for Kratom? I honestly don't know, and I doubt anyone else does either. For now, I would say downing some Bali Kratom after getting your aminos in during your workout is a logical strategy to enhance the unwind factor, I'll call it. Now, if the protein absorption angle concerns you, you know, Kratom plus Netflix is a pretty safe bet.
If you're looking for Kratom, we have a fan of the show who has a website called milehighkratom.com. And he, in fact, has a sale on that Bali Kratom. He has a private reserve Bali Kratom. He claims that this is the finest quality Kratom leaf available anywhere.
And
you can get 20% off if you use the coupon code VIP20, which is exclusive to Superhuman Radio. He's given that to our audience. He's got every type of Kratom you can imagine there.
Yeah, I took a look at the strains over there, and I couldn't believe it.
You know, how far will an ounce go, Rob? An ounce of Kratom, is that like one blast? That's it, or more than that?
I don't know. You're talking to a guy who's worked his way up to spoonfuls, so.
Okay.
it's tough to say. You know what you do. I would recommend getting the fine ground powder. If you're brand new to it, you might be able to get away with taking capsules, but the fine ground powder to me is the way to go. You can mix that either in yogurt, applesauce, or just pound it in grapefruit juice or pineapple juice is what I do. It has the consistency of coffee grinds.
Ah, okay. Yeah, this is bulk powder. It says this is a special red strain and it's smooth and comforting. That's that Bali. This is private reserve Bali Kratom. It starts out at $12 for an ounce.
Bali is great stuff, and it's really the entry-level Kratom that most people fall in love with.
And you save almost $250 off of that price by using the VIP20 coupon code. So check it out, milehighkratom.com. Why don't we go ahead and take our break now, Rob, and when we come back, we've got a question from, let's see here, Mike Hegstrand, I forgot the R. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information
information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You're going to want to stay tuned for the second half of today's show when we're joined by Dr. Roberto Riccarelli and Dr. Ernesto Fedeli to talk about the importance of beta amyloid protein in memory formation. We're going to unravel Alzheimer's disease. If you've ever heard of beta amyloid, all you think about it is it's some sort of metabolic debris, some waste product that causes Alzheimer's disease. Did you know that this protein is necessary for memory formation? And maybe if we better understand its primary role, we can better understand Alzheimer's disease. Right now, We have Rob Regish answering listener questions. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes from Mike Hegstrand. It's actually a multi-part question. I'm going to give it to you all at once. You can enter it, answer it in parts, okay, Rob?
Yeah.
What's the biggest mistake you made in the past 30 years of doing this? And what's the one thing you would have done differently if you had the chance to do it again? And on the other side of the coin, what are you most proud of? And what is it like to be on Superhuman Radio? That's a lot of questions. You want me to give them to you one at a time, or you want to go ahead and just run with it?
Nah, you know, I'll run with them. Some of these are going to be fun to answer. Others are going to be painful.
Painful. I knew it. Right.
But here goes. The biggest mistake I made in my 30-year career is, without a doubt, overtraining. You know, and I suppose I'm not unlike a lot of us in that way, but I had to learn some painful lessons the hard way to finally get that one through my head. It was the spring of 89 when I got a hold of Leo Costa's Bulgarian burst training. Right? It was three times a day, 6 days a week, and Sundays off, I suppose, for church. I lasted all of 3 weeks, at which point my body and immune system shut down. According to the manual, I was right on the cusp of looking like Leo. But lo and behold, it wasn't to be. When I finally healed and smartened up, the gains came fast and furious, but overtraining was my biggest mistake. I could have grown a lot faster and avoided a lot of injuries, some of which haunt me to this day. So for everyone listening, please take that to heart. If I had to do it all over again, I would have asked for more help, plain and simple. The thing is, we were a gym full of 20-year-old tough guys back then who knew everything. And the last thing we wanted was to appear weak, right, by asking for help. In fact, I will never forget this. There was an older man that worked in a GNC once that tried steering me clear of wasting my money and offered to train me instead. Imagine that. This guy offered to train me. I declined and bought the dibenkazide.
That's funny.
Yeah. Can you say stupid? You know, had I asked for and gotten the help I needed, I probably would have realized my genetic potential, at least for strength. Although I got damn strong, I'm convinced I never lived up to it, and I'll always regret not taking that old man up on his offer. I am proud of the fact I get to help people today achieve their goals, especially when they take my advice and avoid the mistakes I've made. And you know what? I get those emails and texts regularly, too many to mention. They don't pay the bills, but they do mean the world to me. What's it like to be on SHR? It's a blast, and I can't imagine not being on it. It's become such a part of me. The best part of SHR is this. You know, if I check out tomorrow, there are almost 3 years' worth of episodes that'll live on to benefit other people. And here's why that's important. A friend I played ball with in college just died from cancer last week. He was 44. There was another one before him. He was just 33, stricken out of nowhere again by cancer. So at 45, you start to consider your mortality and the legacy you leave behind, right? I didn't want to go out without making my mark on the world. And Carl, you and SHR allowed me to do that. I think we should all be so blessed. So thanks for your questions, Mike.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think about that all the time. You know, I'm at 57 years old. I think about when I'm gone, how do I keep these podcast files out there forever? I mean, it's almost like a foundation is going to have to be created, because I don't want these to go away, because a lot of the things we talk about today were true 100 years ago, and they'll be true 100 years from now. And so it's important. I love what you just said, because I can assure you that your voice will be heard and my voice will be heard long after you and I return to dust because of this show.
Your son, my son, will be able to pull it up and get some insight into what their old man was like.
Yeah, there you go. And one thing I do want to concur on, the overtraining thing. I just did a show with Brooks Kubik last week where I shared with the audience some challenges that I am going through because of decades of heavy loading of the spine. I have compression in the lumbar spine that's causing numbness and weakness in my lower legs. I am working to, you know me, Rob, you can't count me out. I will fix this. I will reverse this. This is, and I won't need surgery. I understand the mechanics of it. But what you said is true. Back it down a little bit. You've got your whole life to reach these goals. If you're shooting for a goal because you want to be able to go to spring break and be ripped, bad goal. This is a lifelong journey. You've got to do it in small pieces so that you last the entire journey. You want to be 57 years old and still going into the gym and training hard. I have people all the time in the gym looking at me and going, I can't believe how strong you are. How old are you now? And it's because this is a dedicated lifestyle. This is not something you do for a period of time until you find something else to do. So take care of your body. Get regular, do things to decompress the spine. Find a good chiropractor, not a quack, and have regular adjustments. Get yourself an inversion table and hang once in a while. We do all this loading of the spine. Those of you, us who are squatting hundreds of pounds, deadlifting hundreds of pounds, we do this week in, week out. The vertebrae become compressed, the discs start to squash, and then you end up with challenging problems that then you have to work hard to reverse. Don't develop those problems. Take care of your body. Go slow. Enjoy the journey, okay? Don't be in a rush to get yourself to a point where you can't train anymore. So, very, very important discussion. Let's go ahead and take our break now. We have a question from Dan Zeipel we can answer quickly, and then the blueprint tip of the day when we come back. How's that sound?
Good deal.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Coach Rob Regish on the Blueprint Power Hour.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Regish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRegish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. We're going to save Dan Zeipel's question for next week just because time constraints. We're going to go right into the Blueprint Tip of the Day. And the Blueprint Tip of the Day is thoughts on what it took to make extreme gains. And I want to say something real quick, Rob.
Yeah,
there are a lot
sure.
of people who are listening to this show for the first time, and they're wondering, you know, what does all this weightlifting stuff have to do with the message of this show, which is increased health and longevity? And I believe that decades to come, people are going to realize that what we have practiced here in the Superhuman Nation for the past 10 years, the extreme type of training, is what creates health and longevity, is what helps to ward off disease. So with that note, please take it away.
Yeah, I thought this would be interesting. You know, thoughts on what it took to make extreme gains. Recently, I've been training a 16-year-old in our gym. I think I've shared before. His name's Nick. He's got a lot of questions about bodybuilders, powerlifters, exercises, sets, reps, steroids, milk, and everything, come to think of it, except supplements. He did ask me a most interesting question, though, the other day. He asked, how much can I gain, meaning how big can he get? And I replied that, that's really the exciting part. We don't know yet. You know, I relayed a personal example to him. I gained 109 pounds during my journey, going from 143 to 252. But judging by his strength gains, he just might exceed me. Because in less than 3 months, check this out, he's gone from squatting 60 pounds for 20 to 260 for 20. So,
it's very impressive.
Exciting. Yeah, exciting stuff. He's been asking me, in not so many words, what it takes, you know, to get there. And the answer, of course, is obvious, hard work. He's putting that in, and the gains are coming. He's up 7 pounds in 8 weeks. He's put well over an inch on his arms without doing a single curl. And his waist has stayed the same. It caused me to think back, though, right, to the wars that I used to go through in the gym and how leaving there thrashed after my own 20 rep breathing squats. You know, I can honestly tell you that if someone came up to me and told me the pain and the amount of work it was going to take, I wouldn't have gone through with it. So, you know, how and why did I do it? And this is applicable to everybody listening. The answer is almost always found deep in the recesses of your mind. I'm going to be blatantly honest and tell you that I hated myself just that much. I hated the way I looked. I was embarrassed by it, and I would do anything to change it. My legs were so skinny, I wore sweatpants in the summer. All right? If a relationship failed with a girl, it was because I wasn't big, strong, or impressive enough. If I didn't make the team, it was a lack of muscle. I couldn't even look at in the mirror. It was that bad. I loathed the sight. Meanwhile, I'm watching my heroes on the big and small screen day and night, and they were impossibly big, strong, powerful men, and every last one of them juiced up, or so I would come to understand. Now, deep down, I suspected as much, but you know what? It didn't matter to me. They had something I wanted, not wanted, needed, right? And it was time to get me some. So when you hate yourself enough, you'll squat until you puke. You'll eat until you puke, too. And you'll go to bed at 8 while your buddies are going out to score. You'll skip birthday parties, New Year's, and family picnics because none of those things are going to get you bigger legs. You will squat until you can squat no more, and then you'll perform standing jumps until your legs give out. You'll drink vegetable oil to get the calories, and you'll go to bed every night and wake up every day thinking about it. You'll go to class and daydream about it. You'll dream at night about it, too. There is no escape. There is no wall high enough to hide behind. When you hate yourself enough, you will spend every last dime you have on food and courses about how to get bigger. You will hunt down people who you think hold the answer. And your entire self-worth will be wrapped up in the scale and whether or not you got more reps this time than you did last time. And your day, if not your week, is going to be ruined if you don't. Self-hate doesn't even begin to describe it, right? Because I saw the guy in the mirror as despicable, a disgrace not only to my name, but to the human race. But that's how it went for me and why I did what I did. Today, I can tell you I'm better. I still fear seeing those legs in the mirror, though. Understand this is a disease and that you may have it too. Matter of fact, a lot of you have it. I know you do. We've talked about it. For me, the disease was what it took to get big gains. It drove me to extremes. As for you, I sincerely hope you find another way, because the fear of going back to who I was still haunts me and probably always will.
So what you describe is known as body dysmorphia, and it's true that most people who excel within athleticism have some sense of body dysmorphia. They have an impression of what they should look like, and this is actually the worst cases of body dysmorphia are seen within the professional bodybuilding community, where these people become and are proud to be called freaks. So right. While body dysmorphia may, we all have insecurities. Some people think that money will solve their problems. Other people think an attractive mate will solve their problems. Some of us think that an impressive 500-pound squat or 600-pound deadlift will solve our problems. In the end, we all reach those goals and realize they don't solve your problem. Now, I don't want to discourage anybody from the noble pursuit of strength. The noble pursuit of strength has been around since before Greco-Roman times. We have been selected for. We have selected women, millions of years of selection pressure where women selected strong mates who could fight off attackers, hunt down game and beat off prey and feed children. Strength has been one of the evolutionary gifts that we have been given. So the noble pursuit of greater strength and increased strength is just that. It's a noble pursuit. It dates back to the Romans, the Greeks, and to recorded history. But what it's become today is something completely different. It's become the absolute fanaticism for six-pack abs. I'm going to tell you something. Being ripped and shredded is the opposite side of the illness of being fat and bloated. Okay? Yeah. They're the same coin, just a different side. These are two aberrant forms of the human condition. Somewhere in the middle lies the healthy truth. You know, maybe 10, 15, 12, 17% body fat, depending on your personal body type. But clearly, having abs all year long is just as incorrect for the human condition as carrying 75 or 100 pounds of fat around. And we're going to get that message. It's going to take another 30 or 40 years for the P90Xs and all that stuff to fall by the wayside to start to, because that's how life is. It's like a pendulum. It swings too far to one side and swings too far to the other side, always trying to find the middle. But with that being said, regardless of if you got into this game of strength and conditioning for the wrong reasons, make the decision to make it the right reasons. At some point in time, you will hit that 500-pound squat, maybe that 600-pound squat, maybe that 700-pound squat, and you'll find out you still have the same insecurities you did before. That is when you need to make a conscious decision to shift the emphasis from chasing the insecurities to chasing the love of the self-competition, you, your best self against your best self, in producing greater and greater strength gains and conditioning gains. At some point, it happened for me, there was a point in time where I stopped doing this because I felt insecure and wanted to be someone different, to I love the way it makes me feel.
Yes, right there.
And that's what you need to strive for. I don't care. Harness your anger. Harness your disgusting feelings you have about yourself. Harness them and use them now, knowing that at some point in time, you will look behind the curtain and realize that those are not the right reasons to pursue this, and then shift gears to the right reasons, which is how wonderful it feels that you are strong, that you have great conditioning, that you could run when all your friends can't, that if you're in your 50s and 60s and growing older and all your friends are talking about selling their home because it has stairs and moving into a flat, and you're still climbing your stairs without even giving it a thought, embrace what the gift it has given you, even though you started out on the wrong terms with it.
Hey, amen. Those are all great points. And I was in there yesterday after having a kind of blasé day. I said, it's time to train. And 20 minutes into moving the heavy iron, and I was on top of the world. I was on top of the world. And, you know, it's not because I put another 10 pounds on, you know, muscular body weight. It's not because I glanced in the mirror and said, wow, my triceps look thicker. It's simply because I was enjoying the process. And truth be told, I love the subculture. I love everything about it. I love the weights. I love the food. I love the supplements. I love the camaraderie.
I have a family at the gym that's different than the family that I have at home. I have friends at the gym that I look forward to seeing, that when I take a few days off, they go, hey, we haven't seen you. Where have you been? You know what? This is a lifestyle. That's why Bernard McFadden and people like Eugene Sandow, and back to the Greco-Roman days, they called this physical culture. Where this is a culture of people who enjoyed and they derive pleasure from being physical.
Yeah. Well, it's the nature of the beast. Human beings were meant to move around and be physical.
Yes, yes.
And you know, if you're violating that natural law, you are not going to be feeling at the top of your game. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Rob Regish, great Blueprint Power Hour. Thank you for all that you do, Rob.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next week, okay?
You bet.
Go to CoachRobRegish.com. Take advantage of the Blueprint Vault offer. It ends in 2 days. This is your last chance. Again, CoachRobRegish.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Alzheimer's disease from a completely different angle, and it may surprise you. In fact, I hope it surprises you. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Alzheimer's disease is a very, very important discussion today. People younger and younger are developing this disease. My next guests are Dr. Roberta Ricciarelli and Dr. Ernesto Fedele. How you doing, Dr. Ricciarelli?
Oh, fine, thank you. And thanks for calling us. And we are here and happy to discuss about Alzheimer's disease with you and all the listeners of your radio.
Very good. And welcome, Dr. Fedele.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be on air with you.
Okay.
And we'll discuss everything you ask.
So Alzheimer's disease is striking people younger and younger today. In fact, it's such a overwhelmingly common disease now that this past year a movie was made here in the United States that won an award about a woman who got Alzheimer's disease at a very young age and how her family had to cope with it. So it's striking a lot of people, whether directly or indirectly. So before we get on to the research, why don't we discuss what we do know about the disease? Why don't you give one of you give an overview of Alzheimer's disease, please?
Oh, yes, sure. What can I say? That Alzheimer's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder which is characterized mainly by progressive memory loss and other neuropsychiatric symptoms which can differ from one patient to the other. And it's the first cause of dementia in the world. In fact, the numbers of Alzheimer's disease are shocking and really dramatic. If you think that 47 million people worldwide are living actually with dementia, and this is more than the entire population of Spain. The total cost to cure the patients and to take care of them is around $800 billion, which is more than the market value of companies like Apple and Google, for example. And, of course, these numbers underline the urgent need for a therapy. And from my experience, my personal experience, the most frequently asked questions on Alzheimer's disease are, is there a cure? And is it a hereditary disease? I would like to answer the hereditary aspects of the disease, and I will leave the question about the cure to my colleague, Dr. Ernesto Fedele, who is a neuropharmacologist and can explain this aspect better than me. Is it okay for you?
Yes, very good. Great.
So concerning the hereditarity of Alzheimer's disease, we should first say that there are two different forms of Alzheimer's. One is the so-called familial Alzheimer's disease, and yes, it is hereditary, but it's a very rare form. In fact, only 3-4% of Alzheimer's has this familial form, which is quite aggressive and has an early onset. Generally, it starts before the age of 50 even. But the most common form is the sporadic form. It's so-called sporadic form of Alzheimer's disease. And it has a late onset, starts normally on average after the age of 60. And it's generally not so aggressive like the familial form. And the main risk factor for the sporadic form of Alzheimer's disease is age. They say that 3-4% of people have Alzheimer's disease, have Alzheimer's disease at the age of 60-65, but more than 30% of people get Alzheimer's at the age of 80. And another important risk factor for the sporadic form of Alzheimer's disease is female gender. Mm. In fact, women get Alzheimer's disease more than men on average. And the reason for this is most likely because women live longer than men. And since Alzheimer's disease is an age-related disorder, quite obvious that women are more at risk of developing the disease. Another aspect explaining this could also be that women, on average, work less than men. Indeed, I shouldn't say this because
you're gonna upset a lot of women because they work harder than men in most cases because they work outside the home and then they take care of the family too.
Yes, yes. In fact, 20% of women normally have a part-time job, compared to the 2% of men having a part-time job. And,
right, right.
But I know as a woman that women work a lot at home. But as a scientist, I know that it's not enough to keep the brain well trained,
right,
and to escape Alzheimer's disease. I will ask now Dr. Fedele to answer the second most asked question. So is there a cure for Alzheimer's disease, Ernesto?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there is no cure for this disorder, this dramatic disorder. When we say a cure, we mean that there are drugs that can stop the degeneration of the brain that goes on in Alzheimer's disease patients. We have four symptomatic drugs that have been marketed, but they are not very effective. There are three different acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, and that are drugs that act on an enzyme that cleaves acetylcholine, which is a very important neurotransmitter that plays a key role in memory formation, and that is in very low levels in the brain of Alzheimer's disease patients. So these drugs, such as donepezil or galantamine or rivastigmine, can stop this enzyme to break down acetylcholine, so they increase the levels of acetylcholine in the brain. However, their efficacy is very modest. These drugs can stabilize the patient for, let's say, if you are lucky, 1 year, 1 year and a half, but then memory loss and cognitive impairment progress in a very dramatic way. There is also another drug that is memantine, that is an antagonist of a particular receptor, that is glutamate receptor.
Mm-hmm.
But also in this case, the results of this therapy are not very consistent. So there have been a lot of trials for new drugs that would be able to change the disease, the so-called disease modifying drugs, and most of them have A-beta as a target, and A-beta is a small peptide produced in the brain, and that has been long thought as the culprit of Alzheimer's disease. But so far, all these therapies, all these clinical trials have failed. There are not very promising results. There have been a lot of different targets aiming at reducing A-beta levels in the brain of Alzheimer's disease patients. But for many reasons, all these pharmacological approaches have failed to give statistically important results. I mean, there are some results, but not so important. They don't have a lot of effects on the progression and also on the mental status of the patients.
Okay, I don't want to get too far off of the path of what our discussion should be, but there's a lot of emerging research now with intranasal insulin that the A beta, or what we call here a beta amyloid protein, buildup in the brain seems to be linked to insulin resistance of the brain as well. And when the insulin sensitivity of the brain is stabilized, there seems to be a corollary change in the accumulation of the amyloid plaque. Are you aware of this research that's going on with the intranasal insulin and Alzheimer's disease?
Yeah. The first group who discovered this insulin resistance in the brain of Alzheimer's disease patient was the group of Suzanne Lamont And they called, indeed, Alzheimer's disease as type 3 diabetes.
Right, right.
This is a very nice new research, but the problem is that we don't know whether plaques are real, the responsible of neuronal loss. Indeed, in the last 10 years, most of the research has focused on soluble dimers and oligomers rather than plaques.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know really if the target is to lower brain Abeta. As you will see, as we will discuss later, Abeta has important physiological functions.
Right.
And we have just started to discover these functions. So if the target is to lower Abeta, maybe we could have a negative result.
Right.
Because we will clear the brain from Abeta.
Okay, and this, I'm sorry to rush you. I'll let you finish this thought. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to get on track with your research, because this research is really interesting. And the reason it's interesting is because for a long time now, we've talked about A-beta, or otherwise known as beta amyloid protein, as a bad thing, as a metabolic waste product, as the reason for the development of Alzheimer's disease. So it's only ever been thought of as a bad thing. But your research proves that
it's not necessarily.
This is important. So because this is how science unfolds. I love this kind of research. So let's take one quick commercial break. And when we come back from the commercial break, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com.
BuildingMuscle.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Roberto Ricciarelli and Dr. Ernesto Fedele about... We're going to start talking about their research where they investigated A-beta or beta-amyloid protein and its role in Alzheimer's disease, and I think everybody's going to find this really, really interesting. So let's go ahead and start. Whoever wants to start out with this question, describe the research. This was a review of the existing research out there. How did you select the studies to include in this?
Yeah, so the idea that A-beta might play a positive role in synaptic plasticity and memory came already in 1999 from the evident cognitive impairment of the APP knockout mice. Let me say that APP knockout mice are the most common animal model used in the model of Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
And since this evidence, I mean, when they found it that in animals, in mice, in which amyloid could not be produced, there was an important cognitive deficit. It was quite a bomb in the field. In these studies, however, it was not possible to exclude involvement of either APP itself or other fragments different than beta amyloid. But maybe I should explain, I don't know, what's the level of the our listeners?
Oh no, you could
APP,
you can
for example.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry
you,
for this.
You can talk to this audience like you would to university students. So they're very very intelligent.
So I should say that I'm sorry for this, but APP is a protein which forms amyloid beta. So it's a big protein which is present all over the body on the cellular, on the cell membrane, and when it cleaves, it generates amyloid beta. So if the animal doesn't have the gene of this protein, it cannot produce amyloid beta. So, and it was a very important experiment already in 1999, so they made mice which didn't have the gene for the precursor protein, so they couldn't use amyloid beta. And in these mice showed cognitive impairment. And even if somehow it was a kind of bomb in the field of Alzheimer's disease, it was not sure that the cognitive impairment of this animal was due the lack of the precursor itself, or to the lack of A beta production,
right,
or to the lack of other fragments coming from the precursor protein.
Right.
And investigate this important point, Puzzo, Dr. Puzzo and colleagues at the Columbia University in New York tested different concentrations of synthetic amyloid peptides, finding that very, very small amount, picomolar amount of amyloid beta were able to enhance memory mice, and in particular, they use an experiment that is able to measure the LTP, which is a kind of memory, but I'm sure that Dr. Fedele later will explain in detail what LTP is. So, picomolar amounts of amyloid beta in this animal, which I remember, they are not able to produce produce A beta, were able to increase their memory.
Mm.
On the opposite, nanomolar concentrations of the same peptide gave opposing results. Altogether, these studies indicated an important point that amyloid beta follows the rule of hormesis, enhancing memory at physiological concentration and worsening it at higher level. And this is the point that we mostly discussed in our paper. So, can A beta act as an agent that improves memory? This, of course, it's totally against the amyloid hypothesis, which became a kind of dogma in the field.
Okay, so the beta amyloid has the protein has a role in memory formation, clearly. But I think what happens is, and I don't know, I'm asking, when it starts to become accumulated as plaque, metabolic debris, this is where the problem happens. So when you gave the transgenic rodents very, very small amounts, this was able to be used for memory formation. But when you started to increase these amounts over a certain threshold, then it started to have a deleterious effect, correct?
That's what is told.
Right.
But now, I mean, the last scientific report tend to underline the idea that it's the soluble A beta which has negative effects more than the insoluble plaques.
So, what role would soluble versus insoluble A beta be produced? Maybe Dr. Fedele could answer that question.
The problem is that plaques are made of, A beta is produced as monomer. It's a small peptide. And this small peptide can bind to each other to form dimers and oligomers that are still soluble. So after, they can go into fibrils, and fibrils then become insoluble and form plaques. This is the what we know about the fate of beta amyloid. So now the problem is that for several decades, plaques have been considered the responsible of neurodegeneration. But now the attention is focused on soluble oligomers rather than plaques. And what is now clear is that A beta is the soluble form is necessary for memory formation because, for instance, the hippocampus, that is one of the most important brain region for learning and memory formation, beta amyloid is necessary for what Dr. Ricciarelli said, LTP. LTP means long-term potentiation. And long-term potentiation is a process that occurs in between neurons when there is process of learning and memory formation and consolidation. And it has been shown, undoubtedly, that this process, this long-term potentiation, needs a beta to occur. So without a beta, we are not able to learn and to form memory. But if a beta levels rise up too much, then a beta is negative for long-term potentiation and, of course, for memory formation. And this is what, and a beta has been the target of many new drugs for Alzheimer's disease. But as I said at the beginning, the main problem is that if you lower beta too much, instead of having an improvement of cognitive functions, as it is hoped for Alzheimer's disease patients, then you can have a worsening of memory. Therefore, it's really difficult to see whether A-beta can be a proper pharmacological target for pharmacological interventions.
Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about cyclic adenosine monophosphate, CAMP, because this is also implicated in the role of exercise. We talk about CAMP on the show. I want to talk about the role of CAMP in this process of long-term memory formation and the A-beta. Does that sound good?
Okay, CAMP, you mean?
Yeah, CAMP, yeah, please. We'll take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. It's going to get really interesting now. Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Roberta Ricciarelli and Dr. Ernesto Fedeli about some really interesting information that may change our perspectives on not only how we look at Alzheimer's disease, but perhaps how we treat it moving forward. The nasty, sinister A-beta or beta-amyloid protein, which has always been identified as the culprit behind the development of Alzheimer's disease, has a role in memory formation. It is not all bad. We can't get rid of all of it because, quite frankly, if you get rid of too much of it, you have very similar conditions as the development of Alzheimer's disease. So maybe beta-amyloid protein is not necessarily the evil culprit that we think it is, but better understanding its role may elucidate what really is going on in the etiology of this disease. So now let's talk about C-AMP for a second, because we've talked about C-AMP on this show as it relates to emerging research in sleep disorders shows that ATP accumulation actually triggers sleep. And we have a population today around the world that sits most of the day, and they're not really very active. There is a relationship between ATP and C-AMP, and there's a relationship between C-AMP, A-beta, and long-term potentiation of memory, correct?
Yeah, it is. And that's a good point. And in this regard, it's also very interesting, a more recent paper which has demonstrated that interstitial concentration of A-beta or amyloid beta positively correlates with the brain state of wakefulness, and this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that a direct manipulation of sleep and A-beta production in these animals, which are rodents, has established a bidirectional relationship between these two factors. And we find this is very, very, very important. And concerning to cyclic AMP, as you said before, this was the topic of our investigation during the last years. In fact, it has been known for many years the involvement of cyclic AMP in memory and LTP. Even if the real molecular mechanism by which cyclic AMP can regulate these processes still remains unknown.
Mm-hmm.
What we found recently is that, as Dr. Fedeli already told you before, is that increased level of cyclic AMP induces the production of amyloid beta, and what we try to demonstrate, and we did it in fact, is that cyclic AMP can induce LTP and improve memory through the production of amyloid beta. Ernesto wants to say
something? Yeah. I mean, we have to remember your main question was the relationship between ATP and CAMP, right?
Well, ATP and so CAMP, and then CAMP and long-term memory development. Yeah, sure.
And
sleeping, if I understood well.
Yes. Well, sleep, and
yeah, that's
and
right.
I have a theory that I'm going to share with you. So you have to be patient with me, okay? But I have a theory that I want to share with you after we get to this. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Fadella, please.
Okay, so the relationship between ATP and CAMP is that CAMP is produced from ATP by an enzyme that is called adenylate cyclase. So CAMP is the product of the metabolism of ATP. And CAMP, as Dr. Ricciarelli said, we found that is able to induce the production of amyloid beta. And this CAMP-mediated production is necessary for memory formation. This is the link between ATP, CAMP, and amyloid beta and memory. So in our last paper about this, we said that we have discovered a new molecular pathway that has a key role in turning a memory formation, that is the pathway that goes from the production of CAMP to the elevation of A-beta and then LTP. And this is very important because there are drugs that can enhance CAMP and that can ameliorate memory. And what we have found is that A-beta, again, is a key molecule to translate the effect of this drug into memory amelioration.
Interesting. This is very interesting. See, so what your research is showing is that it's not as simple as just going, well, if we can address the A-beta, we can somehow correct this disease. Because it's much more complex than that, especially when you consider that A-beta has a very important role in memory formation to begin with.
Exactly. That's right. Not only, but there are also other important physiological functions of beta amyloid. For instance, it has been recently shown that A-beta stimulates neurogenesis, adult neurogenesis. Adult neurogenesis is a process by which we have formation of new neurons in the adult brain. That is a new concept. I mean, it's a concept that is rather new. In the last 15 years, we have discovered that in the adult brain, we can still have production of new neurons. And A-beta is one of the molecules that stimulates this process. So A-beta can also increase the formation of new neurons instead of killing them as usually thought.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that in general the message of our work is that in order to better understand Alzheimer's disease and find the right therapy, it's necessary to focus future research on the physiology of A-beta.
Yes.
We really think this, but it's not possible to cure a disease until we cannot understand how it works, why it comes. And we really believe that the understanding the physiology of A-beta would be very important.
I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to share with you. I like to connect the dots, okay? I'm a very simple person. I look at things from a very simple perspective, and sometimes that allows my thought process to be unencumbered. I want to share some thoughts with you, and I want your opinions on these thoughts when we come back, okay?
All right. Welcome.
Okay. Sit tight. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com. Today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Roberta Ricciarelli and Dr. Ernesto Fedeli about some really interesting research about Alzheimer's disease that sheds light on the fact that it's not as simple as we think it is. And this research provides us with evidence that A-beta or beta-amyloid protein is not the sinister culprit that we think it is, and that we need to learn more about this this disease, obviously. So I'm not a scientist, so I want you to excuse any oversimplification of the things that I'm going to mention here in trying to give you what I think is going on when we talk about Alzheimer's disease, okay? So... Do you in Italy? Do they have advertising mail, junk mail, we call it in the United States, mail that just shows up to, about the store up the street has a special that shows up in your mailbox? Do you have that?
Yeah, in general, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure you have that before I go down this road and then, okay. So we know, first of all, we know that, memory consolidation is dependent on unfragmented sleep. If we have people have fragmented sleep, whether it's because of sleep disturbances from sleep apnea or women going through menopause, which may be the link why women develop this disease more, they always have sleep issues, whether it's from hot flashes or blood sugar issues and so on. We know that memory consolidation occurs during sleep. We also know that people who have impaired sleep also have endoplasmic reticulums that misfold proteins and produce unwanted proteins. We know that these proteins are messengers, much like the mail that we get in our mailbox. And we also, what we don't know yet, and what I have a feeling is going to unfold with your kind of research, is that the endoplasmic reticulum doesn't just produce these proteins, messengers, when it wants to. It produces them when other cells require an answer to a question, which means that during a fragmented sleep, memory consolidation is being disturbed. Endoplasmic reticulum is producing proteins that are not being called for, and these end up being like junk mail. These proteins that show up, and the cell goes, "I didn't want that," and then they end up being stored somewhere as plaque. Now, stay with me. I know this is, I'm oversimplifying this, and I'm probably really, really wrong about all of this. We also know that people who are inactive have impaired sleep because we now understand that adenosine ATP, when it accumulates, it trips the switches between sleep and wake. And this is why when we work real hard all day long, we go home and we have such beautiful sleep. And then when we sit around all day long, we don't sleep so good. And so what I'm starting to think of is this. When people don't have good sleep, they have impaired sleep because of sleep apnea, because of menopause or whatever, this starts the domino, the first domino to fall, where we start to have proteins being delivered, produced, folded by the endoplasmic reticulum that cells don't really want. And so these proteins, because they're unwanted, they have no place to go, they have no role, they end up becoming the plaque that ends up causing the problem in Alzheimer's disease. What do you think about that?
I think that you should become a scientist.
No. This is my job. You're the scientist.
It's a very, very good point, but I think we cannot answer this. It's a good point. I think we should think about this hypothesis. But anyway, as I told you before, there are results, important results concerning at least amyloid beta and sleep and wakefulness, and I think your hypothesis should be investigated. Yeah.
What do you think, Dr. Fidel? What do you think?
Yeah, for sure, fragmented sleep has important impact on memory consolidation, but we have to take into account that memory consolidation takes place not only during sleep, but during all the process of learning and memory formation. Uh-huh. Because, for instance, memory consolidation is important to rehearse so the information you have more than once, two times, three times, and then you can consolidate the information into long-term memory. So during sleep, you put everything in order rather than consolidate. It's not only a consolidation process that occurs during sleep. So this is one point. The other point is that for sure, Alzheimer's disease can be also a disease where there is a misfolding protein process, because what it seems in these last few years is that a beta that, as I said, can become soluble dimers or oligomers, then can also change its conformation. And probably this change of conformation can also trigger its negative effects mm-hmm. on long-term potentiation and memory. So there is, of course, some sort of misfolding process that takes place, as in many others neurodegenerative disorders, because we have the same problem with Parkinson's disease,
yep.
with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and so on. So misfolding proteins are a great problem in all these neurodegenerative disorders. And there are several lines of research that are investigating the mechanisms of these misfolding processes. So what you think, it might be right, but of course we have to learn much more about the physiology before going into the details of the pathology. Because, I mean, for a comparison, it is very difficult to understand when a car engine doesn't work. You don't know how it works normally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And if I can, to generalize the topic, I think that there are many studies exploring the influence of sleep, exercise, diet, mental stimulation.
Hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia has also been associated with endoplasmic reticulum misfolding proteins, and we have a population today that is almost diabetic most of the time, and they have a wild highs and lows of blood sugar. They go through hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia. So this is another culprit that we have to look at.
Yeah. But, you know, hyperglycemia, like diabetes, like obesity, they are age-related phenomena. And Alzheimer's disease is also an age-related mm-hmm. disease. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's difficult to discriminate what is really related to Alzheimer's disease, or it's just a concomitant factor.
Right.
I mean, it's difficult.
I'm coming to the conclusion that insulin resistance is actually an evolutionary gift as we age, because the aging species, the human, it would be assumed that there's greater stress. We feel more stress as we age, even muscle stress, little things. And the body interprets that as the environment is not good to us. So insulin resistance is a way for the body to adapt to the potential for the lack of food in the near future. And I almost am starting to believe that insulin resistance is part of an evolutionary landscape change that protects the aging being.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the problem is, however, that, for instance, in the brain, as far as we know, insulin resistance can be negative for neuronal survival.
Right.
Indeed, there is a clinical trial with a new drug that is an agonist of not insulin receptors, but similar ones. That is the GLP-1 receptor, the
right.
glucagon-like
right.
one receptor, that is in clinical trial for Alzheimer's disease, because it has been shown in preclinical studies on animals that this drug, this agonist of GLP-1 receptor, can enhance, for instance, as I said before, neurogenesis, can, for instance, lower A-beta levels and can protect neurons from degeneration. So, insulin resistance may be still negative for the brain.
Right, right. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
We have,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
Sorry, but we have a lot to investigate.
Right.
To reach some useful conclusions.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot more than I'm oversimplifying here. Okay, so the last thing I want to ask you before we end the interview. And either one of you or both of you can answer this. What do you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from your research?
Ernesto?
Well, I mean, the take-home message is that we have to study physiology before pathology.
Yeah.
I love
and,
it.
I mean, we have to put money on this type of research. Unfortunately, a lot of fundings have been invested in search for new pathological mechanisms for A-beta.
Or for drugs.
Right.
For drugs.
How
right.
can you develop a drug without knowing the molecular mechanism of the disease?
Right. What you're espousing here is that we need to approach this from a systems biological approach as opposed to just looking at one molecule and saying, well, let's just attack that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
Makes perfect sense.
All these disorders are multifactorial. So we don't have to look just at one molecule, but we have to look at all the settings. And beta amyloid has a key role in this setting anyway.
Yeah.
But also in the physiology, of course, of memory. So, I mean, we have really to put money in the field of research for the physiological roles
the basic,
of molecules.
Basic research on Alzheimer's disease. We are still here. The basic research.
Right, the basic research. I want to thank you both for making time to be on the show today. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah. And thank you for calling us.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that's it for today's Superhuman Radio episode. I think that's a really interesting angle on Alzheimer's disease, and it does beg the question about these pharmaceutical drugs and these pharmaceutical approaches to addressing the disease when the disease is multifactorial, multifaceted, and requires a lot. If you remember the show that I did with Dr. Dale Bredesen, who reversed the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease in 20 patients at UCLA, it's in my blog. In fact, I'll reshare that blog later today. He did not just do one thing. I mean, he had these people change lifestyles, the way they slept, the way they ate, they exercised. He got them on HRT. He did a lot of things to reverse the symptoms, the memory loss symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So these two scientists are right. It's a multifactorial disease, multifaceted, and it needs to be addressed that way instead of just one drug to address A-beta. I also want to thank Rob Regish for his contribution today to the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to go to CoachRobRegish.com. And remember, Superhuman Radio is brought to you by a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and All American EFX Sports. So please go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on some of their banner ads to learn more about their products. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.